Hey, everyone. Good morning. Welcome to Mondays with Maggie. My name is Jesse Blanco, host of not only this podcast, but Eat and Like with Jesse Blanco. It's a television show you can find every single weekend. Sundays, 12:30, WJCL-TV here in Savannah, Hilton Head. We cover the food scene like nobody else does, and we have a good time doing so. On the other end of the line, Margaret, we call her Maggie Crenshaw. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great today. How about you?
I'm good. Did you have a good... Let me just say off the top before I ask you if you had a good weekend, how about a shout out to the weatherman? Was this not impeccably perfect weather?
Yeah. Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful weather. I mean, it just doesn't get any better than this.
No. There was a moment, and we'll get into my shenanigans at the chili cook-off, but there was a moment where I was late to the judging, and so they sat me in the sun. All the judges were under a tent. They sat me in the sun, and I was wearing a dark t-shirt, and the sun was beating me down, but I realized that I was being nitpicky. I was like, man, this is warm, but otherwise, just walking around, the humidity obviously was low, and it was just beautiful.
It really was. It was very, very nice.
Yeah. And then today, apparently Monday, as we record this, the high is supposed to be like 87.
That's what Alexa said.
Yeah.
But 87 with lower humidity is different than, 87 with 100%.
Summer 87.
So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, summer 87 is very different than fall 87. Do you remember summer of 87?
I do.
What were you doing?
I was, in the summer of 1987, I was involved with an outdoor drama up in North Carolina where I worked for the summer called The Lost Colony.
And what was it, like a production?
Yeah, it's an outdoor production. It tells the story of the first settlers that came to America from England, and they're called the Lost Colony because they mysteriously vanished. It's been going on for, I want to say, like 125 years. I have to check. I'm on a Lost Colony group on Facebook. I have to actually check how many years they've been doing this show, but it's widely known, actually.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it's an outdoor theater. The theater is on the Pamlico Sound, and so the backstage of the theater is a big dock. It would be the equivalent of if we had an outdoor amphitheater like in Harbortown overlooking the Calabogie Sound. So it was really, to this day, one of the most coolest theatrical things I've ever done, because it was sort of like the best of my both worlds all in one.
Interesting. Summer of 87. Yeah. I had just graduated high school in May, and I don't even remember what I did that summer, but I started community college a couple of months later. Long, long time ago.
There's a song about that, I think.
Yeah. So, good weekend. You were telling me you spent a lot of time at Coligny at the theater.
At the theater, I was there because our show, Dinner with Friends, at Sea Glass Stage Company, was our second weekend, Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday matinee. So, I did spend some time there, but I got, during the day, I got out and my walking and, all my normal things.
Well, that's good. Yeah, I made a fairly large deal about it middle to late last week on the website, eatandlike.com, about just how much was going on this past weekend. And I focused
season.
Yeah, it is. A lot of what I wrote about and talked about on television at WJCL on Friday, centered around Savannah, because there was so much. There was a Greek festival. There was an Italian food festival. There was a barbecue event. There was Oktoberfest going on at Plant Riverside. And I kind of mentioned here and there the goings on the island, which included the chili cook-off for the Kiwanis Club. That was Saturday. And then Saturday night was the kickoff event for the Bluffton Arts and Seafood Festival, the soiree that they do in the middle of Calhoun Street. Have you ever attended that?
I haven't, but I saw pictures that my friends have put up on Facebook. It looked like a great time.
Yeah, yeah. They, for those who are not familiar, it's 130 people, long table, down the middle of Calhoun Street in the heart of Old Town Bluffton. And they charge $150 per ticket, but every single dime goes toward the Bluffton Seafood Arts Festival, which I'm sure is a nonprofit and promotes the arts and, you know, the food scene and all that stuff in Bluffton. And apparently it's been going on, don't hold me to this, 7 years, I want to say. But it has sold
out, right?
Yeah, it's sold out every single year. This year, I'm told all 130 seats sold out in 6 minutes. they go quickly. Everybody comes out. You know, it was a who's who of, I'm going to be nice in this description, old Bluffton. I was there just to take I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's actually old Bluffton, but it's also a lot of the folks that live over in Bluffton now were the originals that lived in Hilton Head, and then as Hilton Head became more populated, they migrated to Bluffton, seeking the sort of, you know, lower key thing that Hilton Head used to be. So in the pictures that I saw on Facebook, a lot of the old, what we like to call the founding, you know, the founding residents of Hilton Head are actually now Bluffonians.
Interesting. Interesting.
A little history for you.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, so it was a who's who. I just went to take pictures. I did not sit down to eat. From volunteer chefs, Ted Huffman at Bluffton Barbecue is one of the organizers. I think it was his idea to do this event, if I'm not mistaken. And then they had he did a Brunswick stew. The chef owner of the Pearl, they did a shrimp and grits. Leslie at the Cottage did a banana pudding. There was wine. There were charcuterie plates passed around. It was. It looked like a really, really good time, and it's just a wonderful event. And if you do the math, I mean, 130 people. They paid $150. It raises a significant amount of money. Yeah. So I think that's a great thing that they do there. There's pictures.
Way to get it done, Bluffton.
Yes, 100%. If you want to see what it looks like, you can go to Eat It Like It Facebook page right now. I posted a bunch of pictures that I was there. I was a judge for the chili cook-off, and it's interesting. And I think you'll appreciate this. You like chili, right? You tell me sometimes in the winter you'll make a pot of chili.
Oh, I do. I make a lot of pots of chili. Yeah. Can't wait for it to get cold enough.
Right, exactly. So the chili cook-off is every year. This year they filled Celebration Park there on Pope Avenue full of Jeeps. And it was a big thing. They had live music. It's the Island Rec Center does a wonderful job with not only that, but the seafood, the Oyster Festival is coming up in a few weeks, and the Wing Festival in March, and. But this the chili cook-off, it's interesting. There were about 10 of us judges, and I find it interesting in that there were 25 entries. All right, 25 tastes of chili, and it's a spoon, and if you like it, you can get another spoon and whatever. So it's not like we're eating 25 bowls of chili. That couldn't be. But I find it interesting every year that, you know, of the 25, you can immediately count on 3 to 5 being absolutely horrible. Like, what were these people thinking? What? I mean, if I'm entering and I mentioned it to one of the judges afterward because he asked me what my favorites were. I said, man, I don't understand how some people can serve some of the chilies that they're putting in front of us. Because if I'm entering a chili cook-off, I'm test running that recipe 2 or 3 times in the months leading up to, and I'm asking my friends to try it or whatever. And if I don't think some of these entries do any of that. They just slap some stuff together and put it in. And so, and it's every year. It wasn't just this year. Every year you can count on, you know, 3 to 5 being just like, what were they thinking? On the flip side, you can count on 3 to 5 being exceptional. And then everything else is kind of average in the middle. Do you have a preference for type of chili?
I don't like chili that has peppers in it. I know some folks put peppers.
Yeah.
I'm a purist. I don't like there to be peppers. Yeah. And I don't like there to be an overabundance of kidney beans. So to me, it's a balance of the ingredients. And then the flavor profile, I really like chili that has been steeped in beer, you know, as you know, kind of the deglazing liquid from the beginning, and that gives it kind of that alcohol flavor underneath.
Yeah.
And then it has to have a decent amount of spice, but not too much. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And a lot of those are that way at the cook-off. You know, some you'll get that it would seem like they just put ground beef in a pot of chili powder and added some beef broth and stirred it up. It's, you know, there was one that was Asian. The winner, by the way, was Lincoln and South Brewery.
Oh, how about that?
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
And I don't know which one they did, because when the judges get them, they're numbered. We don't know who is who. But if I could tell by the picture that was posted to Facebook, it was an Asian chili. Asian flavor profiles with green onions, and it had probably for salt, I'm guessing there was some soy sauce in there. It was very interesting. It wasn't my favorite, but I did like it. And if that's the one based on the photo that I saw, it was good. It was good. But they ended up winning. The brewery ended up winning. So congratulations.
That's awesome.
To them.
I know the owner very well. I'm going to have to ask him next time I see him.
Please do. And it would be good to know if they're going to put it on their menu for a minute. They do food there, don't they?
They do.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, they have live music on the regular as well.
Very good.
It's a fun little place.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm embarrassed to say I've never been.
Oh, next time you're over, let's go.
Okay. Very good. Sounds like a plan. So the chili cook-off was great. I zipped back home. I was home for 3 hours, and then I went back to Bluffton for the soiree in the middle of the street. So I was very busy.
Yeah, you were. You burning up the road again, like normal.
Yeah, and when I got home for the second half of the Oregon-Ohio State game, I was sitting there watching it because it was a close game, but my eyes were crossing. When the game ended at 11 o'clock, I think I was snoring by 11:04. I was out like a light. You told me you made it over to, you crossed the bridge. Should we have a parade for you? You actually made
it. I crossed the bridge. Make an announcement. Old Hilton Head Islander travels to Bluffton.
I heard what you said. You just said you traveled to Bluffton, but the address at Olive and Fig says Hilton Head Island.
Oh, stop it. I did. I'm on the board for Sea Glass Stage Company, and we needed to have a meeting, as we often do. And we all thought it would be a great idea if we, you know, instead of sitting at the theater or in someone's living room, that we enjoyed a night out. And I said, well, that works for me because Jesse is continually putting pressure on me to dine at different places. And I had not ever eaten at Olive and Fig. And one of the board members is vegetarian. And so that was what she suggested. And I said, oh my gosh, what a great idea. And so that's where we went. And the whole experience from start to finish was fabulous. The food was great. You've eaten there, right?
Oh yeah, many times.
Yeah, their pita bread is the real deal.
Everything.
You know, a lot of restaurants that serve pita, it's a fluffy, thick pita bread. That's really authentic pita bread is actually when it bakes, it puffs up and creates a pocket in the middle. And so it's kind of like two thin pieces that kind of are attached.
Munjid is fairly particular about what he does in his restaurant. And I haven't checked recently, but I do know a couple of years ago, he was getting his pita delivered once a week from a distributor in Jacksonville, because
interesting.
Yeah, because the pita he could get from distributors locally wasn't to his standard.
No, not well. It's good. It's just not really authentic. This is the real deal.
Yeah.
This bread is the real deal.
Yeah, everything he does, he's funny. When I go by myself, because I've gone with my wife and I've gone with a couple of friends. I'm trying to think of the number of times I've been there. I've gone with friends. Whenever I go by myself, he drags me into the kitchen to show me what he's cooking, what he's prepping. And part of his thing is he wants me to see that everything they do there is made from scratch. And you know,
well, I mean, I didn't have to be in the kitchen to tell you that, because
right.
honestly,
right,
it just makes all the difference. I had, let me remember what I had. Oh, you know, I went with the Euro platter. I was just really in the mood.
Okay.
And the hummus.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
The hummus is very, yep. very good.
Yep.
Has that real homemade flavor, not the, you know, didn't taste like it had a bunch of preservatives in it. So I know for sure they make it from scratch. The tzatziki sauce, very original and very authentic. And then the other things that people had, Alex had the chicken shawarma, which I tasted and was divine. The guys had like the mixed grill that had the lamb, the beef, and the chicken.
Yep. That's a sexy looking plate.
It is. It's a lot of food.
It is.
And
it
everybody
is.
Everybody took a little bit home too, you know.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure. He
great value.
I've watched him make the hummus. I've watched him make the tzatziki in the mornings. You know, his shawarma. I've watched him stacking chicken on the skewer, if you will, that goes on the rotating whatever you call it thing. I've watched him make all of that stuff. It's very popular. I'm sure it was busy when you were there. Yeah.
We had a 6 o'clock reservation, and so we were sort of the first of the wave. And, I swear we decided that our server was the only server at the restaurant that night. And she handled it like a pro, and we were in no hurry. So it wasn't any big deal to us. You know, we were actually having a meeting, you know, making decisions. But I wish I could remember the wine she suggested to me. It had a red wine that was really yummy, because that was of note as well. I just kind of said, you know, what's your house wine? She said, we don't really have a house wine, but I'm going to bring you what, you know, is kind of along the lines of a house wine. It was delicious. Everything about it was great. And then I had the dessert. I was supposed to look it up because I can't remember the name of it. Very authentic. What's the name of the, it's the Mediterranean dessert. It's cheese with honey and lavender.
Not halloumi, is it?
No, that doesn't, it sounds, it's with a K maybe.
I don't know.
Oh, I can't believe it. I was supposed to look that up so that I sounded like I knew what I was talking about. I'm looking it up right now.
I've never had it, but it sounds good.
Well, the other desserts were really sort of, I guess, American or traditional, and I just, you know, I don't eat dessert normally, but because it had something so authentic. I was like, oh, I want to try that, and I was glad I got it. I only had a few bites. I took the rest home.
Olive and fig is very popular. People know about it. But I was over there a couple of weeks ago chatting with Moonjit and Tammy, his wife, and they were intrigued is the right word by how many people still don't know about them. And, you know, I've been there plenty when it's packed. You know, they do, like you said, they get their wave. They'd love to have a second turn more nights than they do, I'm sure. But most of Bluffton knows about them, but there are still plenty of people who don't, which I found interesting considering they've been there 3 years, I want to say now. The locals certainly know about it.
This is a restaurant that I will travel over the bridge for.
Yeah, well,
100%.
You know what? That has the makings of a campaign with a quote like the New York Times. I'll travel over the bridge to it, says Maggie Crenshaw. No, but seriously, it is, and you know, we joke about you crossing the bridge. I posted about a meal I had at Olive and Fig a few weeks ago, and I said, "Is this worth a lazy Saturday afternoon drive over from Savannah?" Absolutely. Absolutely, I would recommend that. If you love that type of Mediterranean food, just for the record, Munjid is Lebanese, but he makes all that stuff, and it's really, really good. So
okay, I found it.
Okay.
The name of the dessert. Kanafe.
Spell it.
K-N-A-F-E-H.
Huh. I don't know that I've ever had that.
I know. I'm telling you, I hadn't either, and I thought that's something that I need to try. I need to know what that is. It is a Middle Eastern dessert with a shredded phyllo dough crust. Shredded being the key there, okay? Yeah. So it's, don't think of it being encased in phyllo. It's like cooked phyllo that's been thinly shredded. A sweet cheese filling topped with a rose water flavored simple syrup. So it wasn't honey. It was rose water flavored simple syrup.
You know what's funny now that you describe what it looks like? I've actually had that there. And I've had that. I've had that in Greece. And I did not know.
Yeah.
I didn't know what it was called. They look like, and I'm being silly, but I'm just giving you the visual. They look like the breakfast cereal, the shredded wheat.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
And it adds the it adds dough, but it's so delicate and light and crunchy too.
Crunchy. Yeah.
The way it's done.
Yep, I have had it, and when you see them in a tray, they kind of sit in the sweet part. It's kind of syrupy. They sit in it on the bottom, so it's kind of, if I recall correctly, they're a little bit moist on the bottom, and that's where you get that sweetness from. Yes, they are delicious. I been to Greece twice, had them many times. I had no idea what they were called, but that's what happens when other people are doing the ordering for you. It's like, oh yeah, I love those things.
So this quick Google search that I did, it sent me to a recipe. It calls for 8 to 16 ounces of sweet cheese, which is very ambiguous. I would love to know from the chef there what cheeses he uses for that.
Well, I'll ask him.
Yeah.
I'll let you know. Yeah, I'm a big fan of Olive and Fig. I wish we had one in Savannah, to tell you the truth. We have good Mediterranean here. We've got a few spots, but that one I really, really love. So where else did you eat last week?
Oh, I ran the usual, lunch spots.
Yeah.
Nothing new. But last night, again, also the board of Sea Glass Stage, after our matinee wrapped yesterday, we decided to grab dinner together, and we ended up at Wise Guys. And you know, I've been to Wise Guys a million times, but I vowed to order something that I'd never ordered before, which I did. They have a double cut pork chop bone in. And I ordered that. I didn't feel like pasta. I didn't feel like anything heavy. Didn't feel like seafood because I eat a lot of fish at home, you know, that kind of thing. I haven't had a good thick pork chop in a while. So I ordered that with a baked potato, and it was just clean and good. It was really good. Grilled to perfection. He asked me how I wanted it cooked, and I always say, this is my answer for pork. I want it cooked the least amount that is safe to eat. So that's how I got it. It was perfect. Very juicy.
Interesting. It sounds, I'm sure it was delicious. I'm sure it's delicious. Wise Guys is always a good spot for a gathering like that.
Have you ever had their beef short rib stuffed mushrooms with gorgonzola?
Oh man, it's been years, but yeah. Yeah.
But really, it's a stand-up to me because not everybody does stuffed mushrooms quite like that.
Interesting.
And it's really good.
Yeah, it's been a minute. The last time I was at Wise Guys was for happy hour after they renovated the front area. I do have to tell you this.
It's been a minute.
Yeah, I do have to tell you this because I had a chuckle. I was chatting with someone Saturday night. And last thing before we go, because I think we're running low on time. But I was chatting with someone who asked me about Santa Fe over on the island. And she said,
"One of my faves."
Yep. And she said, "They have this cowboy ribeye, blah, 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 blah." And I'm just standing there watching her wax poetic about the cowboy ribeye, knowing how often you and I have spoken about it. And she says, "Have you ever had it?" I go, "No, actually, I haven't, but I've been told of A, B, C, D, and E." And she goes, I usually don't eat that much, but whenever I get it, I usually finish it or I take some home. It is my favorite steak on the island." I went, "Oh, okay." That's now two people. Not that I didn't believe you, but another cowboy ribeye from Santa Fe. I may have to make a point of that this winter to go and do that. So
That's my favorite ribeye on the island. Close second would be the coffee rubbed at Frankie Bones.
Yes, that is a very, very good one. That is a very, very good one. Well, it sounds like we kept plenty busy, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, we both are. It's festival season. So we're getting out and about in the nice weather and eating and liking it.
Yep. Next Saturday, there'll be more of the Italian festival, Italian heritage on the island. What else is going on? There's a grand opening. There's some type of celebration at Locals Only Tap Room. You know, I ate more, by the way. I was over there quite a bit, but I'll save it for next week. Some of the foods that I ate, we'll get into some more detail next week, but, it was very busy. Oh man, I'm sitting here like, but it's a good problem to have, right?
That is a good problem to have. It's better than the alternative.
Yes, or it's like, well, I was at the bookstore and I had a coffee. No, we don't roll like that. Okay, so tell us before we get out of here where we can find you if we would like to invest in a second, third, or fourth home on your lovely island.
I'm a realtor with Kaiser Jatan Team at eXp Realty. You can view properties for sale on our website just by tapping in margaretcrenshaw.com. That'll take you there.
Easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
Yep, sir.
Maggie, have a wonderful day. Thanks so much for hanging out.
Thanks, same to you.
And we will see you right back here next week.
Sounds good.
All right.
Have a great week.
You too, bye.